It's bound to the Yilu Nishmas of Yitzchak Yaakov and Avram Yitzchak Alevi. Zisu Bas Bitzal Lakayan. It's Tzvi Ben Yitzchak Yaakov Alevi. Chai Shendu Bas Yitzchak Yaakov Alevi Hashem Yinkum Damam. On the day chosen is their yard site. For those who don't understand what that means, is they don't know exactly when they were killed. This was the day, I think Yanki told me, that they arrived in Auschwitz. May the learning be at his chus for their neshamas, Mr. and Mrs. Yanki Klein. Okay, we are in the Gemara on Chesamid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, which is to go across from Taisnes and Mishaini and move up two lines. The next piece of Gemara is, okay, we'll learn it, we'll see. Tana Rabbanan, Hareini Nazar Kol Yemei Chayai. The guy says he's a Nazar the rest of his life, or Hareini Nazarailam. Harezen Nazarailam. Now, we spoke out, there are three kinds of Nazarailam. There's a Nazarailam. That's the, when we say the term Nazarilam, we refer to the person that's a Nazar for the whole life, but with the allowance of being Mekel Batar, every so often, how so often was a three-way Machloikis, and that's the Nazarilam we're talking about here. The guy that wants to be a Nazar the rest of his life, which is the rest of his life. Or he says Nazarilam, so he's a Nazarilam, this is a real Nazarilam, which we mean the one the Mishnah calls Nazarilam, which is that he's a Nazarilam and he can be Mekel Batar. What if he has Afilah Meyah Shanim, Afilah Elam Shanim? He's a Nazarilam. He made it a time, so even though the time extends well beyond his lifespan, but it's immediately Islek Tusa, and therefore it's a one solid Naziris for 100 years, which means he never brings Kabbanis, he never takes a haircut, and he's forbidden in all those things for the rest of his life, but it's for 100 years or for 1,000 years. Ela Nazar Le'olam. Does the Rosh say anything? Let's take a look. No. Tana Rabbana. Hareini Nazar Sumchus Aymer Hein. Achas. I'm sorry, I skipped. Tana Rabbana. Hareini Nazar Va'achas. This is our Mishnah. Is Minish Dayim. Right? Because Nazar Va'achas. Va'achas means a second one. V'oid. What if he says, Achaz V'oid? Hareini Nazir V'achaz V'oid. Don't ask me why this guy is speaking this way. You'll have to talk to him or to his therapist. I don't know. But he's saying, Hareini Nazir V'achaz V'oid, Minus Shalish. So V'achaz is number two, and V'oid is number three. V'shuv. What if he says, Hareini Nazir Achaz V'oid V'shuv, Minus Arba. Frek the Gemara Pshita. What is this Kiddush? And for the Gemara, Mal the Tame of Vishuv Kikulu. Maybe Nazir V'achas is two, V'oid is three, and Vishuv means a repetition of all three, which is six. Not only six, Kamas on the Lord, no, Vishuv is one more. We don't say it's a whole series over again. Zuck the Rush. Somebody's making noise out there. Zuck the Rush. Hareini Nazir V'achas Mayneshnayim, Echad, V'oid. Sorry, Shnayim. I don't know what he means, the next word, Echad. Because V'achas is adding one to Hareini Nazir. So V'oid is adding another one, and V'shuv is adding another one. Hareini Nazir is one. V'achas is two only because of the added word. So V'oid.
That second one, that's
another get. Right, and V'oid means another one.
Oh,
what?
Isn't there another opinion that each one is two?
No, not that I know of.
It's
a Havamina. We thought Shuv means and repeat, which means repeat all three. Dr. Rash, Echad, V'oid, Mayna Gimel. I'm sorry, Echad, V'oid, Mayna Gimel. Echad, V'oid, V'shuv, Mayna Dalad. Megaleach, B'chalal, the Mevi Korbanai. And he takes a haircut every 30 days, brings his Korbanis, and starts number two, number three, number four. Nearly the hold on but to the name of the same of Oid Kikulu. Could have had that same Avamina by the Oid. Who might have done it? Allah Basra Nakid goes to the last one. Period. Zakti Gamar Baita, Tana Rabbana. Hareini Nazir, Sumchat Aymer Hain. If he says Hareini Nazir Hain, Achas. Hain means one. In one of the languages, I believe in Greek, Hain means one. That's what the Gemara says constantly. Hain means one. Digun, Shtayim. Digun is a lotion of In English, it's also that way. Die, I think, means two. If you say, isn't diagonal means two angles? And something like that. There's, the word die, I think, means two in certain ways. What? Can't hear you.
Dissect,
right. Trigun is shalosh. Trigun is three. Arba tatrigun is arba. And pentagon is chamash. Sakrash, Ditsun base, Mamarenu Ditsun base, Ditsun Chainwell base obvious. Ditsun is something that's like roundish and has two corners. Treason is gimbal's obvious, that's a triangle. Pentagon, pentagon, we have tetragon, is Dalud's obvious, and pentagon is five corners. Tanarabana, Bayis Ogle, a round house, Digun, a house with two corners. Teragon, a house with three corners. Pentagon, a house with five corners. Eina matamah b'nigoyim. The halacha of nigoyim says kira kirais. That tells me four. Four corners for a house to be matamah b'nigoyim. Less or more are not matamah b'nigoyim. Tetragon, which is four corners, matamah b'nigoyim. My taima, mamatu oimer kira kirais. Could have said kir and it says kirais. Mamailu oimer kira kirais. Again, twice it says kirais. Could have said kir. Harikan arba. Kiris is two, then two plus four equals four corners, meaning that the house has to have four corners. Dr. Raj, kirais. Have a matzah lemichtav kir. Ksiv kirais. Vina nega bekiris abayis. Vina pasa nega bekiris abayis. Twice. Now, there's a third, there's another one. It says, my rayan shuffle menakir. It looks lower than the wall. Loi darish. The legubit. So I need it for a bunch of shat. Metema. The Deshina Mikirais, we have a different drush of Mikirais. Ezek Kirshiki Kirais, I remember that Karin's obvious. We learn now from the fact that it says Kirais that it has to be a corner where two walls meet. If it tell me four corners, it would have said four times Kir. Right. If the Siv Kirais, the Shinan, Minei Ezek Kirshiki Kirais. That's why we dive in the corner, because the Torah wants two walls to meet. Molecular memory to cool the half crush it. Why not? One kiris would have told me we need a corner. Why did the Torah repeat kiris twice? To tell me four. So we learned both drushes out of the kiris. One is because of the fact it didn't write kir four times and so kiris twice. So it's telling me that the corners have to be that the two walls meet. And by writing kiris twice instead of once, it tells me we want the number of corners also, which is four. Okay. Now the next Mishnah is going to need explanation, and the Gemara is going to do a wonderful job, and the Rush is going to do a wonderful job. As I read it, I will rely on the Rush's explanation as we go along. Hareini Nazir min agroigris umin advela. The guy says, I'm a Nazir from figs. Advela, I believe, is pressed figs. Right? Now, the truth is, Naziris and figs have nothing to do with each other. So the question is, what is he, and why is he that? So Beishamai Yairim Nazir, Beishamai says he becomes a Nazir, Ubeisil Yairim ain't a Nazir. Now, we have no clue of understanding why Beishamai has him as a Nazir. Okay, but at the same time, he said Minat Gregor and Minat Vela, right? He did say Minat Gregor and Minat Vela. So for that, we'll have to leave the Gemara to do its job, which it does a wonderful job without my askama. Okay, still life remain in us. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama. He says, Afkisha Amro Beishamai, Le Amro Kaima Areya and Carbon. Beishamai means, he's not a Nazir. Beishamai means he's forbidden to eat figs. It's a nether. Not a Nazir, it's a nether. He meant, I'm banned from Gregris and Vela. He didn't mean nazir. He meant nether. It's like a carbon on me, right? So he's saying this is a way of making an iser on Gregor's and Vela. He doesn't mean nazir.
Forever?
Well, the chayra forever, right? If he doesn't put a time limit on it, it's forever. Dr. Rush, Hareini nazir, mina Gregor's, b'shamer emrimhein arizei nazir. So the Rush knows you won't be able to move on. So he told you, Bigamar Mafarish Daima. Have patience. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Kish. I'm Rabbi Shammai. I'm Rabbi Maray Elayna Carbon. Le'nechduku Beishami Beisilu V'Dinyan Naziris. Zok Darash. They're not arguing about being a Nazir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The mind of Beishami Le'Havi Nazir. Beishami agrees he's not a Nazir. Le'nechduku Elabaimer. He says Belibi Hayash You Agregris Elay Carbon. He said I wanted to ban Gregris. We asked him, what did you mean? And if he says, I wanted to ban Gregris, we accept that. Beishamay Sarvi Dhavi Nazim and Agregris, or Beishamay Sarvi Dhavi Nazim. Nazir. I'm sorry, not Nazir. Nazim and Agregris. So meaning like this. If he says, I meant to be a Nazir, Rabbi Yehuda says nobody would say he's a Nazir. You don't become a Nazir from pigs. However, if he says, I meant a Nether, so we are willing to accept the terminology of Arani Nazir to mean a Nether. That's what we're saying. We let him explain it that way. According to Beis Shammai, it's within the realm of translation, and he can translate, I meant to make an eder. Beis Shammai, we do have an eder, which needs explanation. Why not? The Chaira, Beis Shammai saying a very good svara. He meant neder, and the words are within Webster's translation. So why don't we accept his translation? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara's going to explain. So we're not going to jump to conclusions. The Tanakhama Savar, the Tanakhama says, Afilu, what does he add over here? Afilu Mamar, the Belibai, Hayah, the carbon. Even if he claims he meant carbon, Mikol Makom Havi Nazir. The Tanakhama holds that according to Beishamay, he's a Nazir, Kivin Shahaytzi Nazir Mipip, since he said the word Nazir. And Nazir means Nazir. Nazir is not a way of expressing carbon. I mean, Nisr. Nazir is Nazir. But Nazir Le'avi, and even if he claims I meant to ban myself, we're not willing to accept that translation. Avagav Damer L'Achi Yechavim, the Dvarim Shebelei Ve'in the Dvarim, V'ayu Mishana Ma'ashahaytzi Mipiv. Well, the Be'isil Le'avi Lo'i Nazir Le'i Nazir. Let me explain. The question becomes, the Tanakhama holds, the word Hareini Nazir does not mean I'm banning myself. Cannot be used in that. That's not what the word means. It's not in Webster's. Therefore, if a guy says, I meant that, we don't accept it. It's not what you said. And we accept explanations of what you said. We don't accept contradictions to what you said. You said Hareini Nazir. You can't say you meant something that's not within the realm of translation. Tanakhama says, Nazir does not mean ban myself. Nazir means Nazir. Therefore, in the Webster's translation, there is no second translation, banning from something. It's not true. Nazir is Nazir. That's all it means. Therefore, the guy comes along and says, I meant something else. It's like saying, I meant train tracks. It's not in the translation. So Teres says, you want us to accept your Dvarim Shebelev against what you said. We can't accept your Dvarim Shebelev against what you said. That's the Tanakhama. Therefore, it's not a Neder. Beisil holds, it's not a Nazir either. We'll find out why. We still don't know why. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not true. In Webster's, there's two translations of the word Nazir. One is Nazir. Then there's a second translation, a means of banning oneself. Therefore, it's subject to translation because it's one of the meanings of the word. Therefore, when the guy says, I meant that, he's not contradicting what he's saying. He's explaining what he's saying. So we accept it. And Beisul does not accept that explanation. We don't know why yet. So there's a lot being left for the Gemara, which is fine. But at least we understand why the Tanakhama is not even considering that he's banning himself from something, because it's not in the Webster translation of the word. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, it is. Therefore, we allow for explanation. Now, Rabbi Yehuda would say, he can't mean Nazir. Tanakhama says, according to Beis Shammai, he means Nazir. Now, he meant Nazir, but he said Menat Gregus and Menat Smukim. So we'll have to figure out, Menat Gregus, Menat Vela. But we'll have to figure out what shot in the two is. And that's why we're going to be learning the Gemara.
In the Dharma, we never really used Nazir was not a kinui for Nazir.
I don't remember. Again, if you show me a Gemara, I won't be able to deny you. I don't remember.
Nazik, Puzzle.
That's for Naziris. Those were kinui for Naziris. We had that on Bezim and Alp too here. Those are, that's not Kinuyim for the Dorim. It's Kinuyim for the Jews. I don't remember, again, if you show me a Gemara, I won't say it's wrong. I'll say I'm wrong. But I don't remember a case that we use Nazir as a kinui of Nadar.
The word is kainim or Nadar? Kainim
means Nadar, a carbon. That's Nadar. It's like a carbon. Kainim is carbon. Carbon alike, Igor says, a way of making a netter. No, it doesn't. It means the kainim, and that's the halacha. Yes, mila b'kainamis, ay mila b'kainamis. To what degree does it become? There's all kinds of halachas. When a guy says carbon alike, Igor says, kainim alike, Igor says, is it ever mila? Not ever mila. Dr. Gemar, hareini nazim and agregus min advela b'shamir ayim nazir. Frank the Gemar of Amai. Why? Didn't the Torah say it has to be a grape product? How in the world can you say that it means nazir? He's saying he wants to be a nazir from figs. There's no naziris from figs. You can't write your own Torah. Zakdarash. Now the Rosh has a gear to Amri instead of Amai. B'nei ha-yeshiva ha-yetmeyim. The people of the yeshiva were wondering, what is shat in the Beishamai? And for the Gemara, Beishamai, Mikalashi Yasim Gefenayayin, Amar Rachmana. That's what the Torah said. And for the Gemara, Beishamai, Savri Lanker, a mayor, the Adam Ein Adam Mighty Dvar of Batala. Beishamai says, people don't waste their words. And therefore, when he says Hareini Nazir, it means he's a Nazir. That's what it means. Even though he's adding Menagregus Menatvela, that's changing his mind. But Hareini Nazir means Nazir. You don't waste your words. You don't say something that makes no sense. And therefore, you must have meant something. You couldn't mean a Nazir from Gregus and Vela because there's no such thing. So you must have meant you're a Nazir. But you change your mind immediately. So that's going to be a problem in Bishamay that we're going to have to address. The Gemara is going to address it. Right? That's what Bishamay says is happening here. Because your mayor says, Ain't other mighty dvar batala, and Nazir doesn't have any other translation. So when the guy said, I mean, Nazir, he meant exactly what he said. Maybe he was stopped playing around. People don't waste their words. And ever since they don't waste their words, he's a Nazir. Now, they still can argue on one of two points. They can either say we don't hold like Rav Meir, people do waste their words, and we're hearing a sentence that's senseless here. Or they can say, we're willing to accept his Hareini Nazir min Agregus min Advela and say he was a Nazir, but he changed his mind. And if he changed his mind, he's not a Nazir anymore. So you have two ways of learning. We still can agree to Rav Meir that people don't waste their words, but they say he's retracting, and a person can retract Techdei Dibur. He said Hareini Nazir min Agregus min Advela is a means of retracting. Because he knows that he can't be a Nazir min Agregus min Advela, so what did he throw that in? Must be he's changing his mind. And Beishamai holds you can't change your mind. Why? We'll see. So the first assumption is that Hareini Nazir, he meant Hareini Nazir. Now the next thing we have to figure out is what happened to min Agregus min Advela. So according to the Gemara is going to explain it. He's changing his mind. And Beishamai says, you can't change your mind. We'll find out why. And Beisil says, yes, you can change your mind. Beisil could have said that people don't mean necessarily something, even if maybe the sentence is just ignore it. It doesn't make any sense. Let me say where this machlokes is based on so we can understand this rush. There's a halacha in the Torah called Erchin. Parshas B'chukaisai, there's a whole parsha of a person that accepts an Erech. And the Torah sets values on age and gender. The age, this age, males are this much, females are this much. The Torah bases it age and gender. What if a guy said he wants to get, now there's another way of donating money to Hegdish, and that's to say he wants to give the subjective value. That's not called an Erech. Erech is the Torah set value. Nether of a value is the subjective value. Now, the Torah made Erech by people. They didn't make Erech by objects. The Torah didn't set an Erech for a table. A person can donate the value of a table to Hegdish, but Erech is the wrong lane to go on. There is no Erech for a table. What if the guy said he gives the Erech of the table? So the Rabbanan said there's no such thing. there is no Erech for the table. If he wants to donate the value of the table, there's a lane that he should take. It's called donating the value of the table through a neder. Saying Erech means he wants to link into Torah set value. There is no Torah set value for a table. Therefore, the Rabbanan says he's not chayv anything. The mayor says people don't waste their words. He must have meant the subjective value. He used the wrong word and he said Erech. People don't talk for no reason. A unique concept. The table, he pays the value of the table. Even though there's no Erech on the table. Because ain't not the mighty dvar of the batala. So Hareini nazim in agregrisim in adrela. So we don't say it's one sentence. Because people don't waste their words. There's no mean nazim in adrela. And nazir only has one translation. We can't say he means neder because it doesn't have that meaning. He must have meant he wants to become a nazir. And then he's trying to retract. Sorry, sir, there are no retractions on Naziris. Why? We'll find out later. The Rebbe Sil can argue on one of two points. They can hold like Rabbanan and Masechtas Erechim that people do waste words. Or they can say, even if he doesn't waste words, then he can retract. So that's going to be your two ways of understanding Rebbe Sil. The Gemara is going to assume that Rebbe Sil holds you can retract. That way he doesn't have to get involved in the Machlokes and Masechtas Erechim. Yes? So let's read it inside.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? I mean, to say Levitala, it sounds like not exactly what people do, which is people misspeak all the time. They insert the wrong word. Why would he hold here that people don't do that? If we're talking about he didn't mean to say Nazir, he meant to say Neder. Why would we say that people don't do that? That's not levatala. That's just misspeaking. The wrong word popped out of my mouth. How could one say that that doesn't happen? I mean, I can't be held to that standard.
Let me explain. At least the way I understand it. Let's go back to where the Machlokes or Marian Rabbanan is. The guy says he wants to give the Erech of the table. There is no Erech of the table. They were never prescribed an Erech of a table. So, Rabbanan say, it's meaningless. Now, let's stop right there. Right there. Maybe he used the wrong word, which is what you're saying. Maybe the wrong word popped into his mouth. The answer is that when people do these kind of serious things, like Erech, they don't pop the wrong words into their mouth. It's not what they do. There are certain things that people just don't make mistakes in. Erech is a serious business. Donating values to Hegdish is a serious business. Becoming a Nazir is a serious business. So therefore, people don't use those words, misuse those words. Einad the Mighty Dvar of the Vatala says, there are certain things that we count on people not to use wrong words. They just don't do that in these serious business things.
Okay, yes. so we have all these. So we have all these.
Make
okay.
What?
So we have all these times we're analyzing every netter that we've been doing for months here, where people are doing these things. I mean, they're always making netters. Let me ask just kind of a related question. What about if the guy doesn't know about figs not being a part of being a Nazir? Do we hold here that can't be a mistake because the laws of Nazir are so clear to every Yid that nobody would ever make that mistake?
The Gemara assumes that everything that's in Chumash is clear to every Yid. Everything out of Chumash, people don't know. Everything written in the Torah explicitly, people are aware of. That's the Gemara's usual assumption throughout Shas. You know what it says in Chumash. You went to school, you went to day school, and you learned Chumash, and therefore, the Gemara says it multiple times. You knew it at one point, meaning you learned in school. Now, Mishnayos might not have been taught in school in those days, and Gemara wasn't taught in school in those days, but Chumash was. And remember, there was a different society that everybody went to school to a certain age, and therefore they all learned Chumash. So therefore the Gemara is not considering that the guy doesn't know what the word Nazir means. Now, if Nazir has two meanings, it becomes explainable. If Nazir doesn't have two meanings, you can't use a word that's not in the explanation. I can't say Nazir means train tracks. It doesn't. I can't say Nazir means nether, according to the Tanna Kamma, because it doesn't. Not a tolerable explanation. I don't know why yes and why not. I don't translate these words. I rely on the Gemara to translate. Rabbi Yehuda feels that Nazir does have another explanation, and therefore he allows for explaining.
Okay.
Assuming that everybody knows what the words of Torah mean. If you have a case of Baitusim.
They believed in Tarek Shabbat. They knew what the word Nazir meant.
But they knew that it meant Dafka by wine or...
They read the Torah. He called actually asking again for the guy. These are all the Chumash. This is Chumash. This is a Gemara's assumption throughout that. People knew Chumash.
Question.
The Gemara many times says he learned to go read Chumash. Still, Kari Beira.
Question.
He was learning Shavuos and Daf Yomi. The Gemara says multiple times. Yedias Beis Rabba. He learned Chumash. They knew Chumash. That's what they learned. That was the text they learned. There was no other text. People did not know Mishnayos and Gemara. It wasn't written, number one. Number two is, not necessarily, did they have that higher level education. But everybody learned Chumash.
Question?
Yes.
Question. If in fact everybody knew Chumash, what does it mean then when Rabbi Akiva is referred to as Namaretz until he was 40 years old?
I would think he didn't know any more than basic Chumash. And maybe he was an exception to the rule, but I think it means he didn't know more than basic Chumash. That's what I think.
Well, as far as not knowing basic Chumash, it's very clear that most of the people did not know even the basics of Tumas and Taurus.
Again, I'll only say it one more time. There's no indication in Rabbi Akiva's story that he did not know Chumash. That's an assumption that you're making. I think he knew Chumash.
Okay, it's absolutely an assumption I'm making.
But it
still is a surprise to me.
I don't know why you assume that. See, we're trying to impose 2025 onto when they lived. They were all following the mitzvahs of the Torah, some better, some worse, some being makpid, some not being makpid, some making up their own reasoning, but they read Chumash. They went to shul every week, and in those days when they read the parsha, they translated it in shul every week.
That's absolutely
every
true.
Every plastic was translated.
But if they could read Chumash, why did they have to translate it?
Maybe they couldn't read it, but they were all taught it.
Exactly.
So they all knew Chumash. I'm not going to sit and argue about this. Trust me, they all knew Chumash. The Gemara about Shas says everybody knows Chumash.
Okay.
May Shammai Savi Lakra Meir. The Amar agrees to her mayor. People don't waste their words. But let's listen to the end of the sentence. The end of the sentence, he said, So what's he doing with that? If he knows Nazir means Nazir, so what's he saying, Menagregus Menagrela? Listen to the end of his sentence. Behind Neder Pischayim Bayu, he's backing out. And a person can back out. It's within the range of time. A person can change his mind. I change my mind. It's a way of changing your mind. Instead of making himself look foolish and saying, no, I'm not a Nazir, he adds the words, Menagregus Menadrela. It's a nice way of saying, I'm not a Nazir. One second. Obey Shammai. Nami Nedra Pischayim Bayu, so why doesn't Beis Shammai agree to that? The Amarina the mighty dwarf will batala. The Kiman the Amarini Nazir Havale Nazir. Which may still would agree to do. Ki Amar Mina Gregus Mina Dreva, this Shuli Udakasi. Backing out is like removing. Ubeshame Litamayu the Amarin Shaila Behegdish. Beshame holds one can never remove Hegdish. It's not, it doesn't have the rules of Taiskade Dibur. You can't go to Bezin and remove it. Hegdish is non removable. That's Beshame Shita. And therefore, since Hegdish is not removable, the Kiva is a Shailim and is Hegdish, and Shailim and Naziris, they compare Naziris to Hegdish. Person can never remove Naziris according to Beis Shammai. He can't go to Bezin and remove it. He can't retract Trech de Dibur. He cannot, it's non removable. And since Tyrani Nazir meant Tyrani Nazir because people don't waste their words, so he became a Nazir. Now he wants to retract. Sorry, no retraction on Naziris. Beisul can argue on one of two points. If they wanted to, they could say he wasted his words to begin with. But they don't have to say that. They could say, let's say he didn't waste his words to begin with. But he retracted. And we think people can retract Naziris. And therefore, we say he's not a Nazir. Minagroigris, Minagrela was his fancy way of retraction. Why else did he say it? Let's read the Rush. Zog the Rush. Kermeir Damar Einad Samaiti Zvarav Lubatalam. The Erchin Be'aymer Perik Ha'aymer Mishkali Alai. That's the name of the Perik. Kamer Ameir Ha'aymer Erech Klize Alai. The guy wants to donate the Erech of a Kli. I pick table, can be any Kali. Oi, Erech Pankas Mi Ben Chaydish. He wants to give the Erech of his 20-day-old child. Now, there is no Erech for less than a month child. The Torah never prescribed one. Naisin Damim gives the subjective value. Because people don't speak for no reason. We can say he made a mistake, and he thought he can be a Nazir from Gregus and Dvela, which he can't be. So therefore, he must have meant Hareini Nazir. Gabi Harizet Tmuris Eiler Tmuris Shlomim. The Kamer Rabbi Yaisi, Tirach at this stove, let it graze till it gets a mum. Right, that's what he says it. The guy says this should be an exchange of an island, exchange of a shlomim, which is impossible. So Rabbi Yaisi says he means both, and what you do is you wait till it gets a mum, use half for one, half for the other. The Mitchilo Yedai Teloimer Shteyam, Chayo Shteyam. Hochanami Mitchilo Yedai Teloimer, Hareini Nazir Minagregris. That's what he meant to say. Now, that's one way of learning Rabbi Sehul, that they say he never meant to be a Nazir. That's one option. The other option is, Havi Neder Pischoyimoy, Im HaNeder Omer Pesach Shal Heter, V'gilu Lano Shein B'dayt Elit Zeklau, Ki Omer Dvarim Sheinam, he said things that are impossible, Kei Nazir Min HaGregris. So the question is, he's retracting. So the Gemara is offering you two options of Sehul. Either Mesehu holds he never meant it, because we listened to the whole sentence and he never meant it, and people do waste their words, or we say he's retracting. Ubeishamai nami nidra b'schayimai, Dr. Gemar, Dr. Rush, and he disli dwein ha'ad the mighty trial of Batala. True, they hold that people don't waste their words. Mikol ma'kamash ha'itim epiphan agregis, my glove this way. What do you do with the second half of the sentence? Ubeishamai dying this way, and what are you going to say with it? It's not similar to the case of Erech Kli. There we retranslate the words because people don't waste words. But Minagregris is contradicting what he just said. You say he doesn't mean the words, he meant Nazir. Fine. But what do you say Minagregris for? Mishani, Mitoich Shein Adam Vaiti Dvar Luvatalam. Mareish is Dvar of Dam Hareini Nazir, Havi Nazir. As soon as he said Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir. Mashamim Nagregris, Danina Lebech Hazara. We say he wants to change his mind. Sharotza Limtze Pesach Shaila the Nidrai. He wanted to remove it. The Ad Kadam Amitzcharet on Nidrai, Balut Nechacham. It's like going to Bezin, Peseach the Pesach Shacharetta, Lishon Nidrai. He go and say, I'm sorry I did it, I had retracted. He's saying something that shows he's retracting. Why not? Why don't we say he retracted? The Beshame Litamayu, Beshame according to their reason. The Amr Lekamban, the Hegdish Betar is Hegdish. Yafina Mitzmura. Hegdish Leshayach, Bashayla. You can't say that he wanted to remove it. You can't. But then Chazara. Can't remove it with a bezel. You can't remove it by retracting. The Chayin Gabi Nazir, how do you know Nazir is like Hegdish? The Siv Be Kaddish Yah. So Beishameh is making two assumptions. Number one, that the guy said Areni Nazir, he meant Areni Nazir. Nobody wastes their words. It can't mean that he tried to be a Nazir, and Agroi Goz, there's no such thing. So Teretz says, if he didn't mean to waste his words, he wants to be a Nazir. Now, the Rush does add a thing here, I'm going to get back to it in a second. Beisul is saying, number one, he meant Nazir and Agroi Goz, which can't be. And number two, if he meant Areni Nazir, he's retracting. And Beisul says, Mishabai says he can't retract. Now the Rush does throw in something that'll make it easier for Harvey and for Dr. Schwab. And that is that even if he thought that you can be a Nazir and a Gregorius, he made that mistake. But since that can't be, we say he meant to be a Nazir. He wants to be something. And since he can't be Minagregus, since people don't waste their words, he thought that Minagregus can work, but if he can't work, he wants to be a Nazir. The Rush does throw that in the middle. So it could be that he just says, every word has to be taken seriously, and we don't say it's either Gregus or nothing. We say, he wants to be a Nazir, and if he can't be Minagregus, he wants to be from wine. But the Gemara, the Rush goes on, he drops that. He says the guy meant from wine. He wants to retract, and he can't retract.
Nobody holds his us
right. According to the Tanakhama. We haven't gotten to Yehudi yet in the Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, Nazir is not a way of making a netter. Nazir is not a way of making a netter. Now the question is, why doesn't Nazir, now this goes to the next question, why are we so sure that Nazir can't mean Nazir? Maybe it does mean nether. Why are we not considering that? Well, I shouldn't say that. No. The Tanakhama holds that's not part of the translation. But why don't we say that even though it's not part of the translation, that's what he meant. He wanted to ban himself from Gregorius. Meaning, I don't know how to, I'm trying to find the right words to say this. Why don't we say, listen to his words, and let's say, and he claimed, let's say he even claims he meant that, that he wants to ban himself from Gregorius. We reject that. Why are we rejecting that? Why is the Tanakhama rejecting that understanding of what he wants to do? I mean, if you ask the regular person, the guy said he's a Nazir from figs, he would say he probably means to ban himself from figs. And that's what he says. He could have said that's what he meant. And we're ignoring that. Why are we ignoring that?
Like a yad.
Like a kinoi, if anything, not a yad. Dr. Gemara, Beisul Sabri Kerb Shimon. The number of Shimon Paiter, Shlay Isnadev Kederach HaMisnatza. Let me explain. A guy says he wants to bring a mincha from barley. There are no minchas that a person can donate from barley. So the question is, the guy says he meant wheat. He wants to bring a mincha. But he said he wants to bring a mincha from barley. So Reb Shimon says, that's not how you donate a mincha. It's not the normal way of donating a mincha. We ignore it. There is no mincha of barley. So therefore your sentence makes no sense. We dispose of your sentence. Same thing here. The guy wants to be a Nazir from figs. There is no Nazir from figs. So we don't take that into account that he means to ban himself from pigs. There's no Nazir from pigs. He used the word Nazir, and Nazir has one translation. So we don't say, well, he meant Yeah, it's not part of what he said. You can't say mincha from barley. You can't say nazir from figs. Aye, nazir from wine. He retracted that. So he says he might have meant nazir from figs. There's no nazir from figs. It's not in the parsha. Even if he meant it, it's not in the parsha. You can't become a nazir from figs. It's not. There's no translation that nazir means separate from other things. Nazir means a wine. He's using a word. It's like saying he wants to bring a mincha from barley. Tanakama says, well, if he says what he meant is to bring a mincha, we tell him to bring a mincha from wheat. Rav Shimon says, not true. You can't take a word and say it means something that it doesn't mean. Mincha means wheat. Sirim doesn't fit, so that's not a nether. Nazir means wine, and figs don't fit. Let's read the Gemara in Rashi.
By saying that, he's saying that it does have a second definition.
No, it doesn't have a second definition. We're not willing to expand it because we think that's what he meant. Because it's not what it means. Beisul sabi kerev shamei gabe hari alai mincha min asayrim. The kari potter. Shlo yisnadiv kederach hamisnadzim. Hachanami loy nadar al kederach hanaydrim. Shaim nazir min agregris. You can't use the word nazir on anything else. Just like you can't use mincha on anything else besides for wheat.
Any other opinions that you can?
Reb Yehuda, we didn't get to Reb Yehuda yet. We're on the Tanakhama. So basically, the Gemara here offered you two options in Beis Hill. Beis Shammai says the guy doesn't waste his word, and therefore he meant to be a nazir. And therefore we say he's stuck. It's non-retractable. Beis Hill says either he didn't mean to be a nazir, he wasted his words. Listen to the whole sentence. And we say he didn't, he wasted. Or he meant to be a nazir and retracted. And therefore, maybe he meant neder. He didn't mean neder. Nazir means nazir, and nazir can't mean anything else. That's what he said.
Question.
It's like mincha question. Can't mean anything else. Nazir can't mean anything else. Yes.
In support of Harvey's question, I would still go back to it. Even though we are unable to take Nazir as anything else, it seems that he would be able to go to a Chacham and have the statement nullified retroactively.
Doesn't have to.
He does not have to. However, should he do so, there
Why
is enough doubt about Nazir versus Neder that the Chacham would say, fine, Mutterloch.
He doesn't have to say Mutterloch.
Got
would
it.
I go to a Chacham and say remove my netter if I didn't make one?
If he is now informed that he's a Nazir, he might
He's not a Nazir. According to Beisul, he's not a Nazir. I mean, according to Beishamai, he holds that his series is not removable.
Thank you.
Imagine you have a cold.
I have a chest cold. He said it's not contagious.
Okay, I hope it's not contagious because I have to move away. That's all. Okay, but not now. I'm not going to worry about that. Again, if a guy says, rice, he doesn't have to remove it. He's a The rice is a table. It's not a table, and don't worry about it. You don't call a chacham to remove something that doesn't have to be removed.
However, that's not the thrust of the Gemara. The thrust of the Gemara is that Remer says it means something, so it does have consequences. People do not speak, with some exceptions, people do not speak for no reason.
100%. That's why Beisul says he retracted. And retraction means he doesn't have to be moderate. You retract it. And Beis Shammai holds
but it does have
retract.
A consequence.
What?
And not Tuchde Dibur, even though it does not have semantic content, you cannot retract it? Question. Yeah.
Again, there's two ways of retracting. One is to go in a bezin and have it removed.
Right.
That you can do even if it's not Tuchde Dibur. Or you can retract
exactly,
it yourself.
Yeah.
So Beisul is saying there's no need to go to a bezin because you retracted it. Beis Shammai holds, by Nazir, neither is an option. You can't go to Bezin, and you can't retract it yourself. Because Nazir is like Hegdish, and we will have a whole sugya coming up in Masechtas Nazir, that Beis Shammai holds, Hegdish is non-retractable.
The Hegdish is a very good analogy. I understand that.
The Gemara makes it. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Masnitzin Deloiki Haitana. Our Mishnah does not agree to the interpretation of the following Tana in the Machloikas Beishamai Beiso. Now, we haven't explained Rabbi Yehuda yet. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is something. Before I move on, I should explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Nazir has two translations. And since he can't be a Nazir from wine because he said, he meant he wants to be a Neder. That's what he meant. And Beisol says, that's not the way you make a Neder. Nazir is not translated two ways, and therefore you're not Nazir. That's Beisol's translation. Now, the following Tana holds a whole different shot in Beisol. Now, again, I want to make it clear. This is our Mishnah's shot in Beishamah and Beisol. The following Tana does not agree to our Mishnah. And he's a Tana. He has a different Messiah of what Beis Shammai Beis Hillel said. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it down this way, and a contemporary Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Reb Nosson, and he had a different version of Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Tanya. Reb Nosson Aymer, Beis Shammai Aymer Nadur V'Nazir. Beis Shammai says he's both a Nazir and Aser in Gregris and Smukim. U'Beisilulaymrim, Nadur Ve'Nazir. And Beisil says he's a Neder and he's not a Nazir. That means everybody agrees he's banned from Gregris and Smukim. Beis Shammai does him a favor and also says that he's banned from wine also. Now, what is the reason for this? Because Beis Shammai says, now, the way the Rush explains, I'll take it back, the way the Rush explains that Beis Shammai says he can explain himself. He can either say, I meant Nadir, or I meant Nazir. That's where Reb Nosson learns. That he has the right of explanation. He can either say, I meant Neder, or he can say, I meant Nazir. Nazir v'Nazir doesn't mean both. Nazir v'Nazir means his words leave opportunity for explanation. He can say, I meant to be a Nazir, and he can't retract. Or he can say, I never meant Nazir, I meant to make a Neder. Well, Beis Hillel says, no, he only meant Neder, and not Nazir. Let's read the Rashi inside. Beis Shammai Aymer Nazir v'Nazir. Pirish, Nazir, I Nazir. Imam Eloi, I believe in the Naziris, Elishio like carbon, having Nazir. Imloi Amr Klum, having Nazir. The default option is Nazir means Nazir. But if he explains himself, this is like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda didn't even offer an option of Naziris. Rabbi Yehuda says he meant Nazir. Beis Shammai said, this Reb Nosson is saying, Beis Shammai says it's up to his explanation. And we're willing to accept and explain, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm not going to do this now because it's going to take me too long. Starting again.